Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
We've reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
Mr. Humble, at your service. Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. A moniker I wear with great humility. We're excited about having our good friend Dr. Bill Duckenberg back on the show, ladies and gentlemen. He's been joining us now for more than 14 years. What a great record. He's been monitoring and tracking and surveying and talking to small business owners for more than 40 years. Now his 41st year. Through his index of small business optimism, the optimism index, the NFIB, small business optimism index, and we've been the happy beneficiaries of his report for all these years, and he's here with another one. Bill Duckenberg, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, sir. Always a pleasure.
Good to have you back. Former head of the School of Business at Temple University, and more importantly, though, our good friend Bill. What happened? The index, we were doing good for a while there, right? And then what happened?
Yeah, well, you know, we were. We had three nice months in a row, so, you know, that looked like the start of a trend, but of course it turned out not to be. And that's a pattern we've been running through this expansion, as you remember. You know, we thought early in 2011 the economy was going to take off, and our stuff did. We got a three-month run. Early in 2012 the same thing happened, and then you know, it fell down, and of course, if you look at the most recent numbers we have on the economy, looks like the same pattern again. You know, we started to get a nump, although the first quarter was terrible because GDP fell fairly dramatically, but then the numbers started looking good for the second quarter, and then down it went. So,
I was curious about why the first quarter was so bad. I mean, almost three negative, right?
Right.
I mean, that takes your breath away. That kind of a negative drop all at once. I was having difficulty overlaying that number, that national GDP number, with a little bit of optimism by small businesses. Can you help us reconcile that?
Yeah. Well, you know, I think a lot of it is just our accounting. You know, we're trying to figure out now under the new regime how much money people are spending on health care, and so. One of the reasons the GDP number went down is that the bookkeepers in Washington decided we spent a lot less on health care than they thought we did, and so those numbers came down. Then, of course, there was a weather effect in the first quarter.
Right.
Nobody's going to argue about that, but you know, not to this degree. You can't explain -3 with weather. I mean, because half of the country didn't have any winter.
That's
California,
right.
Texas,
right.
Florida. You know, and so on, and those are big GDP numbers. So it's not clear exactly, and we'll get some more.
Are you saying that the first number was that we got for the first quarter was buoyed by some optimism overestimating what we were going to spend on healthcare? Is that what you're saying?
Well, no, the optimism. I think one of the things you want to look at. Is that through the first quarter we still got good jobs numbers. I mean, so something was working okay somewhere, moving us along. And we also had, you know, even with that decline in GDP, we had corporate profits up 5 or 6% in the first quarter.
Right.
I don't know. We're all kind of scratching our heads about the data. You know, about the data.
This
collection
is a weird in your career, Bill. Have you ever seen as many disparate, weirdly associated and disassociated indicators in your life? Have you ever seen anything like this?
No, I haven't. You know,
I haven't either. I've been around. You've been around almost as long as I have, I mean, you got to at the same quarter that the economy is going -3%. The stock market is hitting record numbers. Bill, that cannot make sense.
It doesn't make sense because, First of all, the small business sector is not publicly traded.
So we
are doing very badly in the small business sector, and the big business sector seems to be doing well. But just as a kind of a general look, you say, look, the stock market values our capital stock, all the buildings and businesses and people. And so the stock market's saying that our capital stock is at its highest value ever. Right, and then, but then the measure of what this capital stock produces fell 3%. And that's one of the largest declines that we've seen in a quarter, you know, any time. So you've got to wonder, how can these companies that are producing less be so valuable? And something's got to give.
Absolutely. And when we come back, though, there's a little bit of good news in this, and we're going to find it and tell you, and we will tell you about it right after these messages. 20 till, I'm Jim Blassingame. Here's Robert Cray to take us out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.